Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Semiconductor giant ASML has a new boss and a big problem. European chip machine maker ASML is at the center of U.S.-China trade tensions. Its new chief executive now faces a daunting political juggling act. By Morgan Meeker. When Christophe Fouquet takes over as CEO of Europe's most valuable tech company on April 24th, he will inherit not only a single firm, but also the leadership of an entire industry responsible for a critical ingredient of modern life, chips. Netherlands-based ASML makes one of the world's most complex machines, used by chip makers like Intel and TSMC to manufacture the advanced microchips required for the functioning of today's smartphones, cars, and data centers. Fouquet will take over leadership of ASML's 40,000 or so employees and manage a sprawling network of more than 5,000 specialist suppliers, such as Germany's Zeiss and Trumpf, whose lasers and mirrors enable ASML's machines to project minuscule patterns onto microchips small enough to be measured in nanometers, 1/1000th of a meter. Fouquet, a 16-year ASML veteran, will have to maintain the company's technological edge. Its most advanced machines have no competitors. I have worked with Christophe for years and look forward to continuing our great relationship as we deliver leading-edge lithography solutions, says Ryan Russell, Corporate Vice President of Foundry Lithography Technology Development at Intel. But Fouquet, who has sold himself publicly as the continuity candidate, will also have to steer ASML through an escalating geopolitical power struggle revolving around chips. The company must manage its position at the center of technology tensions between China and the West, says Chris Miller, author of Chip War, The Fight for the World's Most Critical Technology. Fouquet declined to speak to Wired for this story. Those tensions became public in 2018, when the U.S. began pressuring the Dutch government to prevent ASML's technology from being sent to China, a major market for the company's machines. By the following year, ASML was restricted from selling its most advanced extreme ultraviolet lithography systems to Chinese clients. Instead of reversing that strategy, U.S. President Joe Biden has expanded it, extending restrictions to ASML's less advanced equipment. This year, the U.S. stepped up pressure on the Dutch to stop ASML from even servicing tools it has already sold into China. In June, Fouquet spoke out in favor of international cooperation in the chip industry. "We do not believe in ASML that decoupling is possible. We believe this will be extremely difficult and extremely expensive," he told Nikkei Asia. There's a sense among some that the Dutch government didn't stand up for ASML enough, and that the Dutch government folded to American pressure and basically restricted ASML because the Americans wanted it to, says Tobias Gerke, senior policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. Yet analysts doubt that any single European country would be able to resist that type of pressure. "ASML is too big for the Netherlands," says Rob de Wijk, founder of the Hague Center for Strategic Studies. "This is a power play, and the individual countries, including Germany, are simply too small for this game." Instead, he is part of a growing contingent, including ASML's outgoing CEO, calling for export licenses for strategic sectors to be handled by the European Union in order to protect companies like ASML from being pushed around between superpowers. "Let Brussels do it, and let them do the power politics." ASML's Fouquet is likely to be less concerned about export restrictions shrinking its market, ASML shipments to China made up a record 49% of total sales in the company's latest results, reported on April 17th. But company insiders are worried that U.S. actions could prompt China to invest in potential ASML competitors, according to author Mark Hijink, who profiles the North Brabant-based company in his book, Focus, The ASML Way. They're very much afraid that in the end, when China won't have access to ASML machines, they will be even more motivated to build their own lithography system that might compete with ASML's, he says. They think that's the point the U.S. is missing. An ASML competitor may take time. Lithography is hard. It's expensive. From a scientific point of view, it's a challenge to build a machine like that. But it's not impossible, adds Hijink. As they like to say at ASML, what can be done at Brabant can also be done in Beijing. ASML's options to stop Chinese competitors from being an issue are limited. Of course, they try to lobby to get more wiggle room, says Hijink. ASML representatives met with U.S. Export Policy Chief Alan Estevez earlier this month. But Fouquet will have to decide whether the Netherlands is the most strategic place for the company to be as technology tensions increase. Under the previous CEO, Peter Venick, ASML threatened to leave the country, citing anti-immigration rhetoric after the far-right Party for Freedom, or PVV, won the November election. Dutch newspaper De Telegraaf reported that ASML was considering France as an alternative base, citing a single unnamed source. If we cannot get the people here, we get the people somewhere else, CEO Venick told Politico in January. ASML's success means it is caught in the crosswinds of the U.S.-China power struggle. For many, Fouquet's best defense will be alerting a wider audience to its cause. I hope the next CEO agenda will be to really double down on making ASML's case a European case, says Gierke. This is not just a matter for the Dutch government. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.